And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
And welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show, always helping you live a better life and being that consumer advocate for you, making you more street smart here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We got Robert Paredes in the house, Flux Funding, and he is our expert contributor for all things mortgage and finance. And we're going to dive deep today into some of the different options to kind of create a competitive advantage on the buy side of these real estate transactions. There's a lot to talk about coming up here with Robert from Flux Funding on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Plus, we always like to feature our real estate listings. My wife, Lindsay, and I own a top 100 ranked real estate team here in Tampa Bay, and we help sellers sell faster for more money. And I'm a listing expert. We are focused on the listing side as well in this low inventory market that we have. You know, it's interesting. We still have low inventory. There is about a 1.2 month supply, and these, and all the local counties are very similar. So 1.2 month supply of inventory. So when you hear that, what that means is that if no new properties came on the market, we would sell out of all the active inventory. And we're talking about residential specifically here in 1.2 months. So it's still a great market. But on the flip side, there's also a smaller buyer pool right now. So we're going to dive deep into that with Robert Paredes, Flux Funding, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. All right, it's a couple of hot listings here. We got a mansion for sale in Lutz. This is 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. This is an estate style, large lot, beautiful property here. You got 10,000 square feet living square footage, 10 bedrooms, 12 baths. You got no CDD or HOA. Indoor pool with a full bar and an oversized deck. Full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, grand balcony, five-car garage, and more. Just a beautiful property. And check out the photography compliments of Fabre Frameworks. Look at that pool area and just think about the fun birthday parties and events that you could throw there at 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. And that is, of course, Hillsborough County, Northern Hillsborough County. We've got another beautiful property here at 605 Monterey Avenue. This one is in Clearwater area, and it's a gorgeous home. We just did a major price reduction as well, so it's priced to sell. 605 Monterey Avenue, Clearwater, three bedrooms, two baths, 2,163 square feet. You got a non-evacuation, non-flood zone, centralized showing area in Clearwater. And a beautiful home here. I just love when you walk through and you got that backyard patio with the screened-in pool and the pavers. Just a gorgeous look there. Updated on the interior, of course, granite countertops and beautiful, beautiful cabinetry and flooring. A great opportunity at 605 Monterey Avenue in Clearwater, Florida. And you can see all of our real estate listings online at PlatinumCoastalElite.com. That's PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Yeah, I'm racing. And let's give a quick shout out to InnovativeSolarFL.com, InnovativeSolarFL.com. Let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. You know, they have great options for homeowners, commercial business owners. The price of solar has come down as well, so pricing has improved. Technology always improves. So InnovativeSolarFL.com. Make sure you let them know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. All right, welcome back, Robert. Good to see you, man.
Hey, how are you, Brendan? How are
Excellent. You? Excellent. Yep, absolutely. Good to see you. Post 911 Veterans Nonprofit Organization. I like that shirt.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to ask you if it's okay for me to just do a quick shameless plug about the organization. We actually have an event for June 24th. It's our casino night. And we're a little bit behind on some ticket sales, but want to do a shout out. This Post 911 Veterans, actually, it's a 100% nonprofit organization. That means nobody gets paid.
Oh, wow.
So pretty much almost all the money that we raise, less any of the cost to do the event, go all to the vets as well. So anything that you can do to kind of plug it a little bit. And I don't know if you're going to need a link
veterans.
For it. Yeah. And so I'm the treasurer there as well. So I do have to push it as quickly as possible. because if not, then I got to cut a bigger check. So.
Yeah, exactly. So we got an event coming up, folks, supporting the veterans. This is on June 24th. Ticket sales are open, and it's going to help all veterans out there. And it's not one of these, and that's the thing with nonprofit organizations. Yeah. Sometimes you look at the CEO making $180,000.
And that's cheap.
Or whatever it might be. Exactly.
You missed the zero.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, this is a nonprofit. What does that mean? Oh, well, we don't pull any profit. So all we do is increase the salaries every year.
Correct.
For all of our top CEO, COO, whatever it might be. But talk to me about this event. What's going on this event?
We're actually having it. It's we're actually having it the Fire Museum, the Fire. Downtown. I think it's.
I've been there. We had an event with Ken Shamrock there one time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never been there before.
The Fire Museum. I think he calls it Engine 52 or
something like that. Yeah. And so. We're about almost to capacity with the tickets, but we can always use some more. And we do have some sponsorship available. And I think that the top sponsor is only $1,000. So there's opportunity there as well. Very inexpensive. And the reason why we're able to do those sponsorships so low is because, again, like to your point, nobody gets paid. All of it goes what we can to the veterans as well.
So. Yeah, exactly. So reach out to consumerqb.com. Go to our website. There's an email form. You just submit the form. It comes right through to me. Consumerqb.com. Just say you heard Robert talking about the event supporting the veterans and post 911 veterans nonprofit organization event coming up on the 24th. All right, let's jump into the market. What's happening? What are you seeing on your side?
Interesting. For the last time I saw you, actually the rates have ticked up a little bit.
Yeah.
And to your point, you make there are borrowers that are kind of holding off a little bit, a wait-and-see attitude by the end of the year and so on. But again, at the end of the day, right, Brandon, renting sucks no matter what happens. I don't care how much the rate is or whatever because you can always refinance if it goes down or when it goes down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's still, did you say 1.2 months on inventory? That's still low.
That's right. It's super low inventory, man.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it's gone up a little bit, but there's still opportunities out there as well. Like I said, I've got about 40 or 50 clients. I still can't find anything around that. Anything below $450,000, it's still a battle out there.
Yeah. Competitive.
Very competitive. But, to your point, you just got to pick the right realtor, right? Just such as yourself.
It's competitive
and your team.
For both sides too, Robert. Think about it. So if a seller has a home that's maybe not updated to a certain way, or maybe they updated it with really dark, settings and people aren't in the dark anymore. They want the lighter color,
right?
They want the lighter color, accents. And so it's competitive on both sides, which is interesting.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's usually just one or the other.
Yeah.
So, but it's, and of course with the debt ceiling, what's going to happen. So I usually can predict what the rates are going to be, but I have no idea, man. So the best thing to do, what I'm telling my clients right now, is that if you like the rate today, you better lock it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you're familiar with this, but if the rates go down by more than 0.5% while you're getting your loan processed, you can actually see if you can renegotiate it down.
Nice.
So if you lock the rate today, you're always protected going high. But if it goes down low enough, you might be able to renegotiate to a lower rate.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that's
not a lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah, that's something that you offer exclusively through Flux Funding.
Yeah, most of your brokers out there, to be quite frank, can do that because since we're brokers, we have different investors that we can, that we can pull and figure out what the rate is. For instance, if I send it to investor one and they don't want to renegotiate a lower rate, well, I can always pull that file and bring it to investor two.
Yep.
And we still have plenty of time to close because, if you're a broker, you can close much faster.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a great dynamic to have also. I think that's a key point when you look at, because a lot of times, let's go back to the homeowner mentality, right?
Right.
Or the home buyer mentality, prospective buyer. A lot of times they don't understand these different idiosyncrasies of the systems and the programs. Can you explain a little bit about that dynamic, how you're able to shop? And then, like you mentioned, the advantages there with the locking.
Yeah. I always try to explain it as if you're trying to get home insurance. So let's say, for instance, if you're trying to get, let's say, car insurance.
Yep.
Okay. You can get car insurance with the big companies such as Progressive, State Farm, Farmers, Geico, whatever, right? But when you go with them, it's one product that they sell and that's it.
Right.
But if you go to an independent insurance agent, he has or she has 20, 30, 40 different types of insurance companies that he or she can shop it around to get you the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the same with me as a mortgage broker. I have different investor who's going for my business and whoever gives me the best terms and the quick turn times and, who gives the best service,
right.
That's who I give my business to. So it's always competitive and, competition's good, right?
That's right. Yep. Service, speed, simplicity. That's what I used to sell when I was with Argent Mortgage.
Ah, you were with Argent?
I was with Argent back in the day.
Were you with Argent?
Yeah.
I was with Decision One, man, back in the day.
Oh, okay. That's right. D1, yeah. Oh, I think Johnny was our rep, Baldino.
Johnny and I have known each other for a while, man.
Yeah, that's funny. Small God, world. When you get into the mortgage industry, man, you know, it's like it's definitely a small ecosystem.
God, I used to send all, when I was a broker, I used to send a ton to Argent.
Quick, you know, fast and good rates. And yeah, it was. And then, you know, of course, we sponsored Danica Patrick and Buddy Rice.
Yes, you
and
did.
Some of the different, the different races. And that was pretty cool. Yeah. But if you just joined us, folks, we're talking with Robert Paredes, Flux Funding. He's a local lender here. Again, we talk a lot about supporting the local economy on our show. And we greatly appreciate everybody that reaches out to our show hotline, 727-263-3707. You can call or text that line, 727-263-3707. And any questions you have, real estate related or outside of that, we've got 80 different categories of consumer advocates. We've got great attorneys associated with the show, CPA, financial advisors, great, great home service providers, self-defense experts, boating and luxury yachting, private pilot industry. I mean, we covered the full gamut here, and it's really a pride of mine that we've diversified our show over the years to the Consumer Quarterback Show. We have doctors on the program. Last week, we had a couple great doctors. 727-263-3707. That's the number to save in your phone. Just pull out your smartphone, save that number, because at some point you may need some type of a consumer advocate here, and that's what we do locally. And, you know, for example, Wells Fargo pay a $1 billion settlement to shareholder lawsuit, becoming one of sixth largest security class action settlements of the last 10 years. This 2016 scandal involving fake accounts, misleading shareholders. That's the stuff you want to stay away from. You don't want to support the big banks, Robert, and they almost all do it.
Wells Fargo, the gift that keeps on giving, man. I tell you, I used to be a banker before I became a mortgage broker at a pretty big regional bank, and that was always the biggest issue is that And I have to say, allegedly in all this, right?
Allegedly, right.
Allegedly in all this. Is
exactly.
That, you know, there were always pressure into cross-selling a lot of different things. And,
exactly.
You know, so many that you can cross-sell. So they would open up different crazy accounts that never existed or whatever. It's just allegedly.
Because they got paid.
Or, you know what? Yeah. Or they get to keep their job. They don't care about getting paid. It's just to keep their job. It's
right.
You could listen, I was in banking. You couldn't pay me enough money to be in retail. And I know a lot of my banking peeps out there know exactly what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly. So. That's true, man. And you look at it, like I remember I went from one company in Tampa Bay to H&R Block Mortgage, and it was similar because we had, you know, hey, we got this tax relationship for you. Why don't you trust us with your mortgage? Similar cross sell.
Right.
But yeah, we're talking with Robert Paredes, one of the best in the industry. I've known him for a long time and definitely had, you know, a respect there for him in the industry a long time. Flux Funding. And so again, supporting the local economy is key. Let's talk about these 2-1 buy downs. What is a 2-1 buy down, and why do people care? Why are they doing that?
I think you guys are going to put it up on the screen anyway, so I'm just going by it. So a 2-1 buy down, the easiest way to explain it is that, as you know, in the last year, the rates have pretty much doubled, right? And so there was a payment shock on it. So let's say, for instance, I'm just going to use $1,000 for either math. So when you're buying a house, You know, with the 3.5%, 3% interest rate, your payments with $1,000. Now it's $2,000.
Right.
Right. And so the issue about that is just sticker shock.
Yep.
And so the way the 2-1 buy down does is that it allows you to actually cut your payments quite substantially the first year and the second year. The reason why it's called the 2-1 buy down is because, let's say, today's interest rate's at 6.75, right? So the 2-1 buy down your first year, instead of 6.75, is actually 2% lower, which is 4.75. So you could be saving $300, $400, $500, sometimes even $800 a month for your first year.
Yeah.
And on the second year, it's 1% lower than what the rate that you locked in initially. So if you locked it at 6.75, your second year is at 5.75, and maybe instead of saving $700 a month, you might be saving $400 a month. But that's still quite a bit.
Right.
And so the idea is that if you have the seller pay for the closing costs, especially I think your second property, you had it price reduction as well, right?
That's
price
right.
improvement.
Yes.
So if the value is going to come in where it needs to be, instead of giving that that price reduction, you can do a seller concession.
Yep.
Everybody walks the same amount, right? Everybody wins, and you can use those seller concessions to actually use that 2-1 buy down.
Right.
So the idea is on the third year, it does go back up to that 6.75% interest rate. But the idea is that within 2 years or even a year, the rates have gone down to where you can refinance off that higher interest rate.
Yeah.
So everybody wins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a win because now you're getting into the home. You're able to have a competitive rate, and that's taking away that shock from that buyer. And the seller is okay with it because, hey, they're still netting the same thing. If you know, a lot of times you build it into the rate. We're going to take a quick break there. More with Robert Paredes on the flip side here coming back. We're going to talk about Hometown Heroes and some of these other down payment assistance programs out there. There's a lot of programs that you don't really know about, and we're going to explain those coming up as well. VA loans, condos, and self-employed borrowers. How can we get them qualified for the best loans and programs? Well, Robert Paredes is going to talk to us with that. Flux Funding here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And make sure you follow us online. We'd love to connect with you at Brandon Rhymes 1, at CQB Show. And, of course, on YouTube, we've got Brandon Rhymes Realty, over 2,000 videos now on our YouTube channel. So check us out online. We'd love to connect with you and follow you back as well. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, everybody. It's your captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to my buddy, Brandon Rhymes, a Consumer Quarterback. Sell, Brandon, sell.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rhymes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone, and it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next? SAT123.com/REQB. SAT for satellite, SAT123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rhymes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We had an uptick in calls last week. I greatly appreciate those that are reaching out and supporting the program, supporting our local area business owners and expert contributors, celebrating 10 years on air now with the Consumer Quarterback Show. So we greatly appreciate everybody that supports the program, supports the show, and all of our expert contributors, all the great people that we've assembled and we vetted along with this show. So we really, it means the world to us when you call us up and you support the show. 727-263-3707. 763-3707 at CQB Show online as well. We got a couple of hot listings here in Tampa Bay. I want to let you know about a property that we've got here on. Let's see. This one will be 14 Baywood Drive. So this is in Palm Harbor, 14 Baywood Drive, Palm Harbor. We've got a beautiful property here. This is a nice home. You also have access to the bay, to the Gulf of Mexico, private boat ramp and boat dock here. Community boat ramp, that is, at 14 Baywood Drive, 2913 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 bath, completely remodeled 3-story home, wood-burning fireplace in the living room, and you got those high vaulted ceilings, gorgeous property here, pool and screened-in back porch, and just a great opportunity, waterfront community. You can go fishing and live that Florida lifestyle that a lot of people love here in Tampa Bay and the Gulf Coast region of Florida. And we also have a property at 3413 Lake Palermo Road in Waimama. This is another estate style home with a pool, large lot, completely updated and just a beautiful home here on Lake Palermo Road in Waimama. 3734 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bath, Mediterranean style home located in a gated community. open concept gourmet kitchen. You also have a wraparound patio with a private pool, hot tub, and an outdoor kitchen, 3413 Lake Palermo Road in Waimama. And you can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. This is God's country. All right, so we got Robert in studio, Robert Paredes, and we're talking about mortgages and rates. And, you know, the big news also this week has been this debt issue as well. Just a couple of quick quotes here. Yellen maintained that while the exact so-called X date remains unknown, she believes it's highly likely that the nation will run out of its cash debt obligations to pay its debt obligations by June 1st. These estimates are based on current data with federal receipts. Outlays and debts could vary from these. Basically, what I equate this to is like this game of chess, but it's also a scare tactic for the American people, right? It's like, oh, we got to try to push, you know, each side's going to push back on certain things. But, you know, we need spending cuts. We had $6 trillion of money that's put us in this position. And it's, you know, unfortunately, it's the uniparty. It's both parties. And it's the political class, the elites. But spending cuts. And then also, what's wrong with work requirements? You know, if people are going to be, you know, taking the government handouts, you know, at some point, hey, are you trying to get work? And I was talking to somebody about this. I had a listing I took the other day. You know, hardworking people. I mean, they own the barbershop, I think it was. And, you know, we're talking about it. And it's like, hey, I get people come in here all the time. Hey, will you just sign this for me and say I asked you for a job? You know, that's the kind of stuff that happens with these programs. So it's frustrating. But anyways, Robert Paredes back in studio, Flux Funding here.
How are you?
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Don't even get me started, man. Don't even get me started. You know, I think the folks who really know me personally with this country, the greatest country ever, right?
Yeah.
With a little bit of hard work, a little bit of good luck, you can be whoever you want to be. You can be as successful or not as successful as you want to be, you know?
That's right.
So there's nothing wrong with working a little bit. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's right, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, so don't even get me started.
Work ethic and the American dream. I mean, that's you look at, you know, the dream that, you know, people can make, man.
Yeah, you know I'm not that smart, so I figured I'd work you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what people do, man, especially, you know, with your military background, sports background. A lot of us, you know, have that sports background.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alex with his martial arts background. Like, you know, it's like, hey, it's discipline. You know, it's like the good old values from the 80s, right?
What's wrong with that? 80s and
90s. Yeah. Get ahead in the game. So let's jump into this. So you got the Hometown Heroes program and some other down payment assistance programs.
Yes. So the update on the Hometown Heroes, for those of you who don't know, that's the down payment assistance for your first responders. And for instance, your firefighters, your military, your veterans, your nurses, anybody in the medical field as well. Your EMTs and so on. So you can get up to 5% or $25,000 to help for your down payment. Now, come July 1st, the governor did pass to up it a little bit to $35,000.
Nice.
So, you know, because there was a I don't know how much he put. I think it was $710 million back into the system to try to help for first-time homebuyers as
nice.
Well.
Nice, yeah.
There's some other information coming out, but I'm not still unclear. I'm getting mixed information. I have to check with the state to see what this is. But they're saying sometimes now that you might get down payment assistance, and it doesn't matter what type of job you do as long as you're a first-time homebuyer. And as you know, you're flagged as a first-time homebuyer if you haven't owned a home or in any type of a deed for the last 3 years.
So yeah, that's great. Homebuyer. Yeah, we need more of those programs. I mean, those are awesome. those are government programs that I can get behind.
Exactly.
You know, help increase home ownership, especially when you had unprecedented amount of corporate buying, institutional buying these last few years. And you know, it's slated to be by the year 2030, it's supposed to be up to 40% of institutional buyers buying up single family homes, townhomes, and condos.
Yeah. And now that Hometown Heroes program, the cool thing about it is that while you're in the house, you don't refinance or sell the home, it's a zero monthly payment. So you could borrow come July 1st. You can get assistance up to $35,000, and there's no mortgage payment on that.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Robert Paredes, Flux Funding, Consumer Quarterback Show. We're going to take a quick break. More with Robert on the flip side of this. We're going to get into a little bit more about the veteran loans, condos, and then self-employed borrowers. And we got another segment coming up with Robert Paredes, Flux Funding, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Check us out online, consumer.com. QB.com. And, of course, we're right here, 4 o'clock drive time, 860 The Answer. We do have a weekend show, FM 1025 The Bone, Sunday mornings. We'll be right back. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to my daddy's show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com. Listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here in studio with Robert Paredes. Flux Funding coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk about VA loans, condos, and then self-employed borrowers. But before we do, a couple of hot listings here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We always like to feature our real estate properties in ways that other real estate companies don't. And we got a hot listing here at 3331 Gardenia Drive. This is in Hernando Beach. This is a waterfront home on the canal, deep water access. You can go fishing in minutes out in the Gulf of Mexico. Six bedrooms, four bathrooms, 4,500 square feet, split floor plan. You got bamboo flooring, vaulted ceilings, gorgeous spiral staircase. It's a two-story screen lanai pool with a balcony as well, overlooking the canal. Gorgeous property. And you know, up there, you have the wider canals. It's really, these canals up there are very wide. 3331 Gardenia Drive, Hernando Beach, one of our hot real estate listings from the Platinum MVP team. Keller Williams Realty. 1128 Trellis Avenue, another one of our listings here in Tampa Bay. Trellis Avenue, it's one of our co-listings from our team. By the way, we are hiring on our team, so if you're an agent out there or looking to get into the real estate game, we can kind of take you through, we can coach you in that space. But my wife and I own a Livian Coastal Elite. It's PlatinumCoastalElite.com because we have the Platinum MVP team, also now branded as the Coastal Elite, PlatinumCoastalElite.com. But this property on Trellis Avenue in Spring Hill, it's another gorgeous listing of ours. You've got stainless steel kitchen there, beautiful property, airy floor plan, screened-in pool, large private backyard to store your boat and RV, generous-sized bedrooms as well. 1128 Trellis Avenue, three bedroom, two bath, 1,700 square feet, just shy of 1,700 square feet. Screened-in pool, beautiful property, no backyard neighbor. You can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.KW.com. All right, Robert, let's jump into it. VA loans. Talk to us about some VAs. They're going up to $4 million now?
Yeah, actually, it has been up to $4 million. But again, most of your banks and lenders can only go up to $1.5 million, $2 million. But since I'm a broker, I do have an investor that can go up to $4 million. And if you are a veteran and you want that water access, that last listing that you had,
yeah,
$4 million with no money down, man. And the interest rate as of yesterday is 6.5%.
Nice.
And since I did quote a rate, I have to give my NMLS number.
There you go.
Right?
Let's do it.
We'll want to make sure I don't go to jail or anything, but my NMLS number, Robert Paredes, 437-134.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's make sure we stay out of trouble. So let's go to condos then, because condos are kind of an interesting animal right now because of the, you know, some of the Surfside stuff going on.
And right. Yeah, so the biggest issue that I'm seeing right now with condos is not so much that it's under budgeted, but they did add an extra one to two questions about for the HOA or the property manager. Say, do you attest that the building or the condo project is safe and sound? And many of the board of directors and some of the HOA managers are not answering that question. So if they don't do that, then that means you can't get conventional financing.
Right.
So you got to pay cash. However, since I'm a mortgage broker, I do have one lender. It's a pretty big lender that if you put 25% down and it's your primary home, there is no condo questionnaire needed. As long as if the appraiser goes out there and there isn't any type of health and hazard issue, then no questions asked. You can get conventional financing.
That's awesome. Yeah. And condos now, what about FHA? You got FHA financing? Okay,
so here's the biggest misconception about FHA. There's not very many FHA condos out there approved.
Eligible, right.
Correct. Yep. However, most loan, well, not most loans, but you've got some loan officers who know to do what we call a spot approval. What that means is that if the budget's correct and you have 51% of all the units there as primary, you could do a one-off approval for an FHA loan. It's a little bit more tedious, you know, but you're going to need an expert loan officer to do all that because there's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
And, of course, I've done plenty of those before.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
I'm actually getting FHA done on condos as well. It's a bit more tedious, but you can get it done.
Very cool. Now, some of the biggest problems come up when you have self-employed borrowers versus W-2 borrowers also.
Yeah, you can't prove your income, right? You make a ton of money, but you write everything off. You've got great credit. You've got, you know, 20% down or whatever. I specialize actually in your self-employed borrowers that you can't prove your income. No tax returns needed. All you got to do is give me your 12 months worth of bank statements and whatever that averages, that's the income we use.
Makes sense.
And if you don't have bank statements to show that as well, we can just do a quick 20% down, depending on your credit. No income, no nothing. Just prove that you have the 20% down in some assets.
Yeah.
And you've got a loan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's Robert Paredes. I'm Brandon Rimes. And we're talking real estate here, Tampa Bay Real Estate, Gulf Coast region of Florida. Lots of great loan programs out there, Robert. And, you know, the misconceptions come in to be it's still around down payment, right? A lot of times that's your misconception.
The misconception is that you got to have 800 credit scores and 20%. And that's just not the case.
Yeah.
Just not the case.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but, you know, it starts with a conversation, right?
That's right.
If you reach out to me, it doesn't cost anything to just have a conversation. And each borrower is different. And if it can be done, I can get it done, definitely.
And you also have an event coming up. Let's plug that event. Robert, you're a veteran as well.
Yes, thank you.
And you, thank you for your service as well. You got June 24th. We got an event coming up for the veterans. This is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, it's a nonprofit organization. Nobody gets paid, so our expense ratio is very low. It's a casino night, and it's the theme's 20, the Roaring 20. So it's going to be fun for
dress-up,
definitely.
So yeah, that's
tickets
awesome.
Are very inexpensive, and also we have some sponsorship opportunities as well that's not going to break the bank. So anything at all to spread the word and to, you know, to get some people over there, much appreciated.
And that's just outside of downtown Tampa there at the Firehouse.
Correct. Yeah. The Firehouse Museum. What are we going to call it? Yeah.
Yep. That's cool. Yep. Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff. And how do you like people to connect with you? What's the best way?
You know, I have my cell phone, right? 813-300-7218. Or you can just email me at robert@flux. That's FLUXX. funding.com. Okay. And I'm available anytime, including weekends. So thank you,
Robert,
so much.
At fluxfunding.com, FLUXX funding.com. And then what's your number, direct dial again?
Yes, 813-300-7218.
All right, good deal. And consumerqb.com as well as kind of your catch-all for everything with the show, consumerqb.com. There's an email form. You can see videos of Robert there. And Robert, thanks again. Appreciate it. Always great information.
Brandon, thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Sam McCown. He's an executive coach here in Tampa Bay. Alive and at Peace Coaching with Sam McCown coming up on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Check us out online at consumerqb.com.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay.
online at consumerqb.com.
All right. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, always helping our sellers sell faster for more money. We always feature our listings live on air here in Tampa Bay. Got some beautiful properties for sale. We've got a beautiful large home here at 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. This is a 10-bedroom, 10,000-square-foot home, $2.4 million listing of ours. There's no CDD, no HOA. Got an indoor pool area with a full bar, oversized deck, full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, two master suites, a grand balcony, and more. 3704 Berger Road in Lutz, Florida. One of our hot real estate listings from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. You can see all of our listings at PlatinumCoastalElite.com. That's PlatinumCoastalElite.com. Somewhere sunny and 75. And let's give a quick shout out to our friend Ramin Kazami over at Heights Soft Wash, pressure washing company right here in Tampa Bay. Ramin Kazami, HeightsSoftWash.com. Let him know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. He does a great job cleaning our real estate properties. He'll do your driveways, your fences, of course, the home. 813-377-7940. HeightsSoftWash.com. Let him know the Real Estate Quarterback sent you. All right, we got our friend Sam McCown back in studio. Welcome back, sir.
How you doing, Brandon?
Excellent, excellent. Blessed and highly favored.
Yes, and I'm doing better than I should be.
Absolutely. I love it, man.
So, hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
John Wooden only lost 3 national championships. Can you name the teams?
Oh, my goodness. Name the teams. Let's see. Who would have beaten him? So he would have been playing probably a non-West Coast team would be my guess. But let's say, let's see. So college basketball, Duke, maybe, nope. North Carolina.
Yes. Well, State. North Carolina State.
Okay. Beat him once. North Carolina State. Yep.
And 74.
Then, that was a lucky guess. And then, I don't know, Georgia Tech, maybe?
No, the other two are going to be tough. In 62, it was Cincinnati.
Okay.
And in 63, Loyola. And we had talked about this last time about how many. He won 10 championships. We went to 13 championship games.
Wow.
I mean, that's getting the best out of your players.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I read a story about him and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And a couple things. A lot of folks don't, you know, understand when Kareem changed his name.
Yeah,
you know, and he converted to Islam. And he caught a lot of flack. I remember, but John Wooden stood by him. He was his coach.
Yeah,
and he understood, and he stood by him. But they were in a practice, and you know, Jabbar was what, 7-something.
Yeah, big guy.
Yeah, so you aren't getting the ball from him. You know, and so he's shooting, and every time he gets the ball, he shoots. Every time he gets the ball, he shoots, and John Wooden had to figure out how to get him
to pass the ball,
right? Yeah. So he said, I want you to pretend you've been diagnosed with mononucleosis, and you can only pass the ball. You can't shoot.
Okay.
Now this would have been back in the 60s, 70s. You know, mono was a They didn't have much treatment for it, right? And so he was kind of like, really? And he did that. So after practice, he comes. Kareem comes up to him and says, "Coach, when can I stop pretending?"
Oh my goodness! Yeah, so, that's funny.
But you know,
what a player, man! Yeah.
And a good coach. And it doesn't matter what the coach is, whether it's a professional coach, whether it's a financial coach. You use coaches. I use coaches. You know, and.
Yep.
A good coach will take you to that next level.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's part of our new team that we just we're still with Keller Williams, but there's mm-hmm. a brand called Livian Coastal Elite, or Livian inside of that organization. And with that, one of the reasons why we joined is it has built-in coaching.
Ah.
So literally, it's every week a call. You know, Lindsay does most of it, mm-hmm. But the idea is like, hey, here's what other teams have done. Here's where you're at now. Let's plug and play here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know, that's scripturally sound.
Yes.
You know. There's counsel in many counselors,
yes.
Wise counsel in many counselors. And most folks don't, there's a reason why, I think the statistics are 3% of the real estate agents sell 97% of the real estate in the area and 97% of the agents sell 3%.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you're in the 97%, you don't have anybody in your corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You've got to have somebody in your corner. You got to have a coach. You got to have people who are that are like-minded,
yep.
You know? And you, I heard you say in the last segment, you're looking for another agent, somebody,
yep.
You know, you're hiring. Well, I would say, folks, from what I see with Brandon and the way he deals with people and the way he talks, he's a coach at heart.
Right.
And so it's one reason I like coming down here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But that's the type of person you want to work for.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You want to, there's so many managers and bosses out there that don't know how to coach.
Right.
And so they wonder why their business is failing. They wonder why they can't keep employees. If you can't keep employees, I guarantee you're a boss. You're not a coach.
Right. Yeah, that's a good
just,
point.
I mean, it just is, you know? And I see it so much. I spend a lot of time in the service industry, right?
Yep.
Food service, restaurants, hotels, stuff like that. And I look at some of these restaurant managers and I scratch my head. It's like,
yeah,
you know, you can't keep help because I can't say that word on TV or on radio, but you're just a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah. Well, what happens is too, is they're strictly, you know, there's a balance there. And if the more that you can make things fun and interesting, yes, and get people involved and get buy-in, right. And sometimes you do have to be harsh, but you know, sometimes this traditional idea of being the boss, so mm-hmm. to speak, right. It's more negativity versus right. the positive right. side.
We have to have a relationship with you, you know, the boss. I hear managers say, well, I can't get too close to my employees. No, you don't have to get close to them, but you have to have trust in the relationship. They have to trust you and you have to trust them.
Right.
And I was talking to a gentleman the other day. I said, well, you hired this person. What made you hire that person? What in the interview process and everything made you decide to hire this person? So he went through and it had to do, well, I trusted what he said. We hit it off. We started to relate.
Yep.
And I said, so where'd the trust get broken?
Right.
Well, the kid showed up late 2 days in a row and didn't call.
Mm.
So I said, did you talk to him? Did you lay it out when you hired him that if you're late, you got to call or,
right.
you know, what your expectation for? And most bosses nowadays don't do that. They don't
right.
say, hey, you know, we used to have a saying, if you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. If you're 10 minutes early, you're late. At 5 minutes early, you're done. Right. And so, and you really can't do that, but that's an expectation. And so people show up on time,
right.
you know? And so he had not set any expectations for him. I said, so you either need to go back and rebuild the trust
mm-hmm.
and, or you need to say goodbye because you don't trust him right now.
Yeah.
You don't know if he's going to show up, but right. you didn't have the right conversation to begin with.
Right. Cause then you have the expectations, which can be, then you can hold the accountability.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can't hold anybody accountable if you haven't told them what you expect.
Right.
And you see it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
The restaurant industry has gone back to the 25-25 principle, and that is you hire a 25-year-old who was at $25,000 a year, and it's probably a waitress or a cook who wasn't making that much, and they think, well, waitresses right. never know how much money they make because they spend their tips too often, right?
Right.
But then they get into it, and they were a kitchen manager or a cook yesterday. Now they're running a restaurant, and no
right.
clue. No clue.
Yeah.
So
We're talking with Sam McCown here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. He's an executive coach, Alive and At Peace Coaching. Sam and Rita Live. And Sam, do you have an industry that you like to work with specifically, or what are your top two or three?
I guess the top two. I've worked with some title agents. I really enjoy working with them. Don't be offended. I don't like working with real estate agents. I have.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. The good ones will accept a coach and they'll listen.
Right.
I don't have experience in the industry, but I know how to get you to the next level.
Right.
But the 97%,
yep.
they don't want to listen.
Right.
Right. Oh, I know better. I know how to do this. And I like working in the service industry. Those would probably be my top three.
Yeah.
I've worked with our friend Thomas King and yep. some others. And I have a tendency to lean towards smaller companies.
Yeah.
You know, 10, 20, 25 employees, 30 employees up around in there. First off, the coaching then can be more intimate. It can be more relational.
Right.
And I mean, I've done sessions for large groups, but like with DISC, the best number is like 12 to 15.
Yeah.
And to run a company through the DISC program. And I try to, if it's a bigger company I've done in the past, I've split it into groups of 15. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
that's awesome.
I really enjoy the service industry. I spend so much time in it. So, and I'll be honest with you, it's a great entry level job. It's also a great job for career for servers and stuff. There's good money to be made in it. Still,
yeah, right.
If you're good.
Yeah, you're exactly. Good. So, yeah, that's you know, when you look at this industry and you look at you know, real estate, for example, kind of sticking with that one. It's, you know, there's the people that are going to work the effort. They're going to put in the effort. And I like that because I teach the class called Win with Sellers. And when I can kind of see like who's going to do the effort, I can see how they're taking notes, if they're taking notes at all. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of have like the people that are in the classroom, like, hey, I got to be here. My so-and-so made me come to this class or something.
Right.
But the ones that really get into it, mm-hmm. you know, I always say you kind of get out what you put in, right?
Right. Oh, it's always that way.
Yeah.
And if you're putting the garbage in, you're getting garbage out. And it's really interesting when you get into a class like that, and you pay attention to who's taking notes. You pay attention to what they're doing and what's going on. Those are the people that you want to go talk to afterwards and find out, you know, you might need to steal them for your team. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but you watch them, and if they've been involved in the class,
right,
you watch their career, and they will be some of your top producers.
Yep. You put the effort in, you know, especially, you know, with, you know, a lot of times too, here's another thing with business. People can throw money at marketing. You can, throw money at ads or whatever it might be. Right.
Yep.
But to make money in real estate, that's the beauty of it. If you're good on the phones, if you're good at networking, if you're good, you can earn money through relationships, mm-hmm. and through, you know, being good on the phones. Like, you know, me, I still do a lot of calls for expired listings.
Right.
I like to take those listings that weren't treated properly or marketed properly, repackage them, represent them into a successful environment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you can kind of see that. And so it doesn't take money to make money,
right,
is like people think.
Right. Well, everybody thinks if they throw money at marketing, advertising, and sales, and a lot of people don't know the difference between marketing, advertising, and sales, but
right,
getting on the phones, that is a sales skill that is dwindling,
right?
You know, and if you have, and that's a perfect example. You have expired listings. Somebody didn't treat it right.
Yep.
So there obviously wasn't a relationship, and you have to call a person who wasn't treated right,
right,
by another real estate agent, saying, "This is Brandon Rhymes. I'm a real estate agent. Now I'm going to treat you better," right?
Yeah.
And so you have to develop the relationship, and then nurture that. And yep. And a lot of folks do that. They don't want to put the work in. They, yep. You know, oh, I got this listing.
Yep.
You know, how's it going to sell? How are we going to sell it?
Right.
You know, I get a kick out of when it comes to sales too. Sales professionals are a strange breed.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a different person. You know?
Right.
It takes a person who can have no said to them 100 times a day.
Exactly.
And understand that the next 100 could be yes.
Yeah.
You know, and but then still keep the relationship with the no's.
Yeah.
You know,
you can.
That's the hardest thing. You can keep the relationship with the no's, and yep. that's those people, when they come back to you, yep. are your best customers.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, hey, those are the ones you're going to make the most money with.
Well, they'll remember you from a year yeah. later, like, oh, yeah. well, I remember you had that radio show, and you're not just a realtor. You feature your mm-hmm. listings on your show. And, yeah, we'll get the calls from a year later. But,
yeah.
that's a good point, is your MET database, right?
Yeah.
Even though I haven't met them, you know, we could still call that a MET because I had a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. I'll talk to people 15, 20 minutes, and it's maybe not a sale then, but it may be a sale later. So you put them in that database. You nurture them. You add value to them. You don't yeah. send them like, hey, it's time to change your clocks back and your clocks forward. The electronic devices do that for us now.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you got to make sure your email campaigns and you're adding value and not just mm-hmm. sending out stuff just to send stuff out.
Yeah, I've got a list of several hundred contacts from a company I'm a preferred coach with.
Yep.
And it has to do with finances. Nobody likes to talk about money. I mean, you know, they don't want to talk about where their finances. They don't want to admit the mistakes they made and things like that.
Right.
But I stay in touch with them, and what I send them is I always offer a strategy session. Okay, a complimentary strategy session. If anybody calls me, I'll set them up with a strategy session, right? And but I send them budgeting tips. I don't send investing tips because I have a couple of people that I work with that I send the investment stuff over.
Right.
And same way with insurance. And you know, we all have a network of professionals that we deal with.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And so, but budgeting tips or what to look at when you're looking at your retirement and just generic things that will help them with their finances, right?
Right.
Because most people don't think about it. They don't look at their bank account. Well, they can do it online. When was the last time most people balanced a checkbook?
Yeah, exactly.
Account, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, but it's that staying in touch and keeping that personal relationship going.
You right.
know, it's critical. It's
yeah.
critical.
Absolutely. And that's what good realtors, good salespeople do. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have a certain amount of your closed deals per year will come from that. I've had realtors, you know, they'll tell me like 69% of their business comes from just referrals. Mm-hmm. Other realtors, past clients, you know, all these different spheres of influence, your sphere of influence, your networking groups. I know you do a lot with the chamber.
Yep.
About 20 seconds back to you, my friend. How do you want people connect?
Oh, my cell phone number is 813-379-9008. I have that with me most of the time. And sam@aliveandatpeace.com is my email. Or the website is
salmonreadalive.com.
And
give your number one more time.
813-379-9008.
All right. Good stuff. Sam, always a pleasure speaking to you. And we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Sounds good, Brandon.
All right, brother. Hey, another great show. I want to thank Robert Paredes. We did a lot of mortgage talk earlier on in this show. So check out our YouTube channel. Just a reminder, over 2,000 videos on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the channel. And it's a wealth of information there on the channel. Brandon Rhymes Realty is the YouTube channel. And we greatly appreciate you spending some time with us. Please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rhymes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rhymes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.